I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts.
Yeah, because you were, I mean, this was a big revelation.
This was 3 weeks of my brain that was like, wait a minute, boneless chicken wing. I'm very literal.
Yeah.
The language of it implies at one time there were bones in this meat and now there aren't.
True.
He's right. It's true.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Chuck Woolery.
I don't like taking pills, but I have found something that works.
Australian Dream.
Australian Dream.
But then Greasy. Greasy, they greasy, but they not.
Australian Dream.
Greasy, they greasy, but they not.
I don't like taking pills.
Australian Dream. I'm Chuck Woolery.
I don't like taking pills, but I have found something that works.
Australian Dream.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's fucking
dude,
amazing.
Dude, that song, we used to listen to that in the car.
Yeah.
I like that part where he goes, they greasy, but they know.
Uh-huh. That's
what
Ghost Crew that
dude,
made those.
Ghost
they made a bunch
Crew.
Back in the day. I think they were Portland-based.
Yeah.
They made like five just bangers for us back then. They're old songs now, but man.
I'm shocked. So for those of you who weren't with us at that era, Chuck Woolery did an ad for Australian Dream, which was a skin cream.
Yeah.
And he goes, it doesn't burn. It isn't greasy.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait.
And we were just fixated on that. We're like, why is he saying greasy?
Right.
And then eventually, like this is when, you know, we would put Twitter on the case on everything. We'd be like, hey guys, tweet Chuck Woolery. And so.
On the case, yeah.
Finally, he got asked so much. One day he was like, I think it's just my Kentucky twang. Like, like he thought it was playful. We were like, no, you're saying it all stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid and wrong.
Yeah.
And he's a professional, a professional broadcaster.
Professional?
Yeah. He takes, photographed a lot. A photographer. And
you know what, Chuck? You get the glove.
Oh! Don't hit him with the glove, Dom. Yep.
Isn't it funny that he and Pat Sajak, who like we grew up with, are like big.
Insane.
They're MAGA turds.
Yeah.
Like they're like fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
Like I need to shut these borders down. You're like, okay.
Yeah. It's funny because you wouldn't assume that like a guy that just hosts a dating
show.
We'll
be back in 2 and 2.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
Is like a hardcore.
Hardcore.
Right winger.
Oh, like. Far, far, far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tea party kind of guy.
Yikes.
Pretty neat.
And it's funny because you're like, wow, what? Why are you so angry? Like, what?
I think it's
your life was good. What are you doing?
It's because your life was good.
Oh.
And you're older now and things change. Like, things will change and have changed in our lives and will continue to change.
Yeah.
And
he didn't like those changes.
Yeah. I don't like changes. Changes are not cool.
I don't
especially
like
changes to what people look like in my neighborhood.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
so true. It's like after a war and all of a sudden all these new restaurants are coming up, them Vietnamese restaurants.
Yeah.
I ain't into that.
That's, by the way, That's one thing my father has never changed. I kind of can't blame anybody who gets back from a war and doesn't like who they 100%, fought. Yeah. But like, it's still a fun thing to be like, hey, what do you feel like eating for lunch? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, you want to do Vietnamese? He's like, are you fucking around right now? You think I want to eat their food? I'm like, geez.
Is it because it's the food of the enemy, or he tried it? He had enough of it when he was overseas.
And don't like anything from that place. Yeah.
But, and also, he doesn't like red sauces. He's not a fan of Italian. He's
yeah,
not
but
a fan
he's
of
not
pizza.
Like those goddamn greasy Italian fucks. But he does say a version of that about the Vietnamese.
The VC?
Yeah.
Does he still refer to them as the Viet Cong or the VCs?
Sometimes he uses an acronym.
Yeah. Gentlemen of other kinds.
Yeah. Yes. I think we could stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's old and a yeah. weird guy, and he probably likes Chuck Woolery. I don't fucking know.
My mother loved Chuck Woolery.
He was a handsome man.
He was handsome. It was a show about dating and love. It was yeah. the only time she was calm.
Love Connection.
I loved Love Connection.
I watched Love Connection. I watched it with my mother.
Everyone did. I think that's who watched that was sad, middle-aged housewives.
I mean, yeah, look at him right there. Yeah, he's sitting on the couch.
And this guy is like, put up the border walls.
Yeah,
keep them out.
This guy. He didn't fight the VC.
No. He did great life.
Nope.
Hosting these goofy game shows and
what a
getting
gig
laid.
Too. Don't act like this is work.
No, it's a great gig.
Because you do none of the actual work. You just show up.
We read the card. Hey,
yeah.
Tammy's, it says she likes snowboarding and coffee on Sundays.
That's it. Here's John. He likes carpentry and is a big fan of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. He doesn't even write what he's reading.
No.
The writers do. It's in the prompter.
And then he's like, how was your date?
Yeah.
And all he has to do is keep it kind of light. And
yeah. Well, she says you're not a good kisser, Steve. Is that true?
And he's like, well, she kind of smelled like dog shit, Chuck. He's like, oh, okay.
Her pussy stank, Chuck. Don't you wish you could see that version of Love Connection where they could just be really honest?
For sure. Yeah.
I got down there, and boy, was it disgusting.
What a regret I have. I shouldn't have had seafood twice that day. Yeah.
So speaking of war food,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
By the way, his experience did not rub off on his children. We all like Vietnamese food.
Love it. We're constantly getting pho.
Yeah.
That's how they say it, pho, in the house. We love Asian foods. We get Korean barbecue we just did yesterday sent to the house. Delicious.
I made sure to sample a few Vietnamese women in my time. So
I can't believe you're telling me this now on the show.
Well, I wanted to see what he was so upset about, and I was like, feels good to me. I don't know what the issue is with you.
You are so gross.
Yeah.
You know what's so gross is that dad joke.
Which one?
You know what the joke is.
Which
about
one?
About Asian ladies, what their meows are like.
I really
You
don't.
Never heard this one?
What their meows are like?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like it's going to...
It's horrible.
Do you want to not tell it?
Oh, yeah. I thought you'd have known it.
I don't know.
No?
I really don't know, so it sounds
that
like...
That it's supposed to be... Well,
you know, do you want to start the show?
Do you remember what my dad calls?
Yeah. Yep. I already know. Yep. I know what you're going to say. Your dad wasn't in the war either, so that's kind of interesting.
And he dated several Asian women
over
the years. And then I dated a Chinese guy. And he
You dated a Chinese guy for five years.
I almost married. Could have been
a
different podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would have been one with no fucking listeners. But yeah.
How dare you? But he used to be openly...
Do you think you and him would have had
never.
A real draw?
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is right. This is the fucking star right here.
Hey, I got you. Boy, that glove has really gone to your head this week.
Yeah.
What kind of powerful glove is that?
It's a fucking all-inclusive.
Doesn't sound like it today.
Do you want to see the opening clip?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
25 rounds, it looked like you were keeping him at range. You were the more poised fighter. Was that the game plan coming into this?
Oh, yeah, I mean, Coach always has us, you know, follow proto, keeping them high and tight. So, you know, the cardio is showing through. I couldn't get out there and get it right away and be stingy like my buddy Mark. So I had to go out there. Last round came out top flop, ready to rock. So let's do it, baby.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Fucking hell.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura. Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsin. Christina.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Tyler Flores, that's who this is. It's American Combat Alliance. And obviously a listener was watching this, and I think probably had it recorded. And amazing. I mean,
thank you. What a shout out.
What Post victory. So congratulations on winning your fight.
Yeah.
And then there's one more clip here.
Oh. Bro, it was an impressive fight. You stayed poised the whole time. You definitely looked like a pro out there, man. Congratulations on your victory. Look forward to having you back. AKA champ right here, guys. Give him a round. Woo! Keep feathering it, brother.
Oh, my God! I mean, that was a thorough YMH shout out. He got keep feathering it. Don't be stingy like Mark.
Yeah, it was
following
awesome.
Following proto. Good job, son.
Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty awesome.
That was so fucking rad.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you got to get it going, bud.
And the fact that he could stay composed enough in a victory to give all these YMH shout-outs shows the level of mommyhood. That his genes are the highest and tightest.
Yeah. Congratulations, man, on winning and on doing the right thing and plugging this show. With subtle references that are not so subtle.
Yeah, that was amazing, dude.
Imagine a pig with tits.
Oh, my, Norm. I keep thinking about Leo.
Now you are fixated on it. I love that this happens over the history of doing this podcast, is that one of us, and it's usually me, I feel like, that gets obsessed with
early,
and you're like, Jesus, you won't stop.
Yeah.
And then it finally fades away, and then it'll be one that bothered you.
Yes.
That you were not into. You're like, ugh. And now you're like, oh, I think about Leo all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, some of these guys take time to simmer with me, and like an onion, they unfold the layers. Why am I repulsed by them? And then
got that beautiful mouth.
Right. Yeah. So I actually go through self-exploration. Why does Leo repulse me? Mm. What is it about him? What's going on? What is the dynamic between he and Mark? I go through envy.
I have no problem swallowing.
I envy his freeness.
Yeah.
His openness.
Yeah.
I'm repulsed by it at the same time.
Yeah.
Massage your little hole.
Massage. And then his mispronunciations. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is so fascinating that he's so out there with it.
Yeah. It's an amazing peak.
Yeah.
Into somebody's, you know.
Well, and also,
life.
We were at breakfast yesterday, and you mentioned the disparity in looks between Mark and Leo.
Yeah.
Leo is an older gent,
mm-hmm.
and you can barely see his peener because it's so covered in balls and fat. And then Mark is younger and hotter, and what's the attraction?
Mark's very attracted, for sure. Yeah. You can just tell. He's
That's
genuinely
a daddy
attractive.
Dynamic. It's Maybe. A weird daddy thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oof.
Dark. Yeah, and it was cool that we talked about it at breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who else was at breakfast?
Not our kids. Were our kids there? I think they were already at school.
Oh, yesterday. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't talk about.
That's what I was like. Were they there?
Banging during. No.
No.
But we did celebrate our 13th wedding anniversary.
That's where it spits.
Yeah.
17 years total together.
Yeah. Feels like 137
It does
years.
Feel longer than that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like we should get more. But don't you feel as a couple it's unfair? I don't get credit for those 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't under God's law, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of nonsense, right?
It's stupid. Like, we've been together for 17. I want to celebrate 17.
Oh, yeah, you want the credit.
I want the credit.
Yeah.
Just because we didn't do it in a church before, you know? It's yeah. not cool.
We don't get the credit.
So anyway, we had a great sushi dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a little faded last night.
I got kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? You don't really...
I kept saying yes. They went to sake. He's like, you want some more? I was like, yeah. He's like, this is a different one. I go, fucking, let's try it.
Let's do it.
And then it was, I mean, they were all like, you know, considerable pours.
Yeah.
And then by the, I mean, I was lit for the second half of dinner.
Yeah.
And then when I was done, I was like, oh, I'm definitely drunk or heavily buzzed. He's like, do you want to try this whiskey? And I was like, mm-hmm. And I tried it, and I was like, oh, man, this morning was rough.
Yeah.
I worked out just to try to knock some of the rust off, you know?
And? Did it
work? Yeah, it helped. It did.
It yeah. does help.
It
yeah.
does, yeah.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah,
I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I knew I didn't want to, and I was like, if I don't, I'm going to feel worse the whole day.
Way worser.
Yeah.
You got to knock it out. Well, yeah. I've been sick for the last 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
I've been taking Sudafed, and the good kind, behind the counter, you know, when you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
And that's what they make meth out of.
Because here's the, I really want to get into drugs more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get into psychedelics more.
Sure. Done them.
And
what are you thinking?
Well, I definitely want to do ayahuasca. I definitely want to do that.
You know what? That's really, I would like to do that as well. But the vomiting and shitting stuff is really not enticing.
Doesn't bother me.
You puke and shit a lot, bro. It's no joke.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay. You got to watch some videos of people doing it. It's and then you have to have a shaman walk you through it.
Yeah, doesn't bother me.
Ozzy Stemp fucking shit. No! Come on.
It's ayahuasca.
This is not ayahuasca. That's yeah. a guy running. He's not. He's still fucking puking.
No, he's done now.
He's not. Don't lie to me.
He's done. It's over.
That's not ayahuasca. You don't jog running in circles.
It's not ayahuasca. No, he was training. It was like they were pushing him too hard and he puked. It happens.
It's life, yeah. You know. It's life.
It's life. Okay. Sometimes you run too hard.
Can we talk about this ayahuasca trip?
Yeah,
that you
I want to do it. I also want to do mushrooms. I've never done mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And everybody always tells me what a great time they've had mm-hmm. doing them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to do meth. And I want to fucking.
You want to ride the snake?
I do. I want to do PCP. I want to get wet.
You want to get crazy? Yeah. Well, we talked about that last week on the yeah. show doing PCP.
It's a good idea, by the way.
It is a good idea.
I talked to a couple people about it, and they were like, "Fuck yes, you should."
How do you do it again? It's a powder.
Yeah, I mean, I would smoke it. You know, I'd put it in a joint. And I don't want a fucking helpline, okay?
I know. Why do they always do that? We're trying to figure out information on how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Not stop it, you pussies.
And also, you know what I want to do? I want to go to a boxing class on PCP, you know?
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you're fucking talking.
And just show people what time it is, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That would be so rad. Yeah. I fully endorse this idea.
Okay. That's yeah. what I'm talking about.
You could totally do that here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You'd beat the shit out of somebody.
Maybe not, but still, no one's fucking knocking me out. I'll tell you that.
Wait, but let's talk about ayahuasca. I think, will you go to Peru and do it there?
Well, that's the thing is like...
I think you should go real.
But yeah, well, yeah.
Go authentic. Those are your roots. Here's the deal, man. What are you in the market for? Do you want to have epiphanies? Do you want to see Jesus?
I want to have epiphanies.
Ayahuasca.
I know, but I actually have a connection stateside.
Stateside. You said that like you were in the military.
Well, I mean, I'm saying.
Yeah,
I have
okay.
a connection that's not, that I don't have to leave the country for.
Okay, and what, you do it like in his apartment?
Well.
That's what that is. I know no, people in LA that do it out of their apartments.
Well, specifically, it's his bathtub, if you have to know. But, no, I mean, I could do it at a place that's comfortable, not his apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal, man.
Yeah.
My experience with psychedelics,
yeah,
it's all about the environment.
I agree.
And who you're with.
Yeah.
Because you can, that trip can go bad real quick if you're with a dud. Like one time I did acid and SF, and I did it with someone that didn't want to play with me. I was like, woo, let's get silly string and go to Golden Gate Park. And
yeah.
And I was like, bah, 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 bah. And this person was like, nah, people can tell we're on drugs. I'm like, everybody's on drugs.
Yeah.
It's Golden Gate Park. This is what you do. You get high and you run in the park and you have fun. And, you know, they were like, no. So that really killed my vibe. And
yeah,
then I got weird. And then.
That's a vibe
it
killer.
It sucks. So you really need to be in excellent company, somebody you trust and like.
Mm-hmm.
What about. What's that shit called? Cybersibilian, and you with a shrink you do it, and they put headphones on you, and then they walk you through that.
I don't know this.
Oh yeah, psilocybin.
Psilocybin.
Yep.
That's shrooms.
Yeah, that's shrooms.
Oh, okay. Psilocybin, and you get silly with somebody, and they walk you through it.
I think you're okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can get like a shrink to walk you through it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right,
cool.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing them, and
I think it's overdue because you didn't do them in your 20s.
And also, like, I'm jonesing, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like a crackhead now. I really want it.
I need it, Mark.
I need it.
You want to go on a vision quest.
Show me where it spits, man.
Yeah. You know, but everybody needs to go on a vision quest. I think the time is now.
The time is now.
Yeah. You know, why? It's a good time in middle age. You're halfway dead.
Right.
You've lived. Now you're like, what's on the other side?
What else is there?
Yeah. Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Take that journey.
Take it. I'm ready.
It's helped me a lot. My ketamine vision changed me.
It did?
Yeah. And I've done a lot of LSD and that helped too.
Okay. They're saying if we want to do a company team building with it.
Everybody trip.
Yeah. Wow.
Knees into
Looks
it.
It's like they're all game.
Where do we do it? In the desert?
Just go to a gun range. And just see who makes it out, you know?
Yeah. Go down to Waco.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. There's only one person alive.
It's like the Squid Games.
Yeah. It's very exciting stuff.
On acid.
I love it.
Okay, we could do that.
That shit's so fun. Fucking love Korean fucking entertainment.
I know. They really know how to be dramatic.
I just want to, I mean, that shit is made for me. I just love it.
Well, I knew you would dig it because I was like, it's killing, it's anxiety, it's like negative. You love all that. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Is Chris Larson here?
Chris Larson will be working out of the studio starting tomorrow. I think he's wrapping up his move right now.
Okay, and so he drove here. Is this what I've been told? With a partner?
Mm-hmm.
Who did he drive with?
You know, Chris has always been a family man. It's he's one of the rare people here that doesn't hate his family. So he drove with I think it was going to be his mom and his dad, and they were going to do like a caravan thing, and then they condensed it down to just Chris and his mom in one car.
Can you imagine?
Homicide.
Like, his emotional makeup is so healthy.
So much better than ours.
Yeah.
Oh, I would fucking Gabby Potato her.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
At this age now.
Oh my God.
There would be side of the road. It looked like when Fed Smoker was dead. You remember? And they would be like, that's Charo. That's Tom's mom. Except there would be just body parts everywhere.
I know.
There's no way.
No way.
I would do that with my mom.
If my mom were alive, never. Is there anything?
We were talking about who can you do a drive with, right? Because a drive.
Cross country.
A long drive like that, it's a big deal.
Now, you and I have done it. We drove to Austin from LA when we were first together.
Yeah.
What year was that? Before we were married?
That was 07.
We got married in 08.
I featured. At Cap City.
Yeah. That was the first time I really did the road with you. Like, I went on just for fun.
And, like, I don't have any memory of, like, a big fight or something. I mean,
we never did.
But, like, you know.
No.
That's the thing about a long trip like that, is it brings out, you know, you're tired, you're around the same person, you run out of things to talk about. There's, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there's just, like, I'm trying to think who I've done long drives with. And it is friends. I've done, you know, long drives in college.
Yeah, friends. I did a lot of those in college, back and forth, home,
and like
school.
If you don't like that person in the car.
It's bad.
That is.
It's bad. Well, I remember doing a few drives to SF, to LA over, you know, the course of those years. And that's a boring drive. That's just the five. Yeah. And it's nothing but cows and manure smell. And it's hot as shit because you're just in the middle of the desert, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've driven with douchebags that, like, would get high the entire time, like, smoking out of apples and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, can you fucking stop being, like, the driver one time was just high the entire time and listening to bad music. That killed me.
Yeah.
This guy was listening to fucking bullshit the whole time, like bad techno. And I was like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, music, because even if you're like, let's say you're like, I don't like this person in the car. So what are you going to do and put on music? And then you guys don't like the same or can't tolerate
that,
the same.
That makes me crazy. I'm so sensitive to bad music.
Of course.
I fucking flip. Like, it shuts me down emotionally.
Of course.
But you and I, that's how I knew we were good together, because you and I did LA to SF.
Yep.
In my Volkswagen.
Yep.
Remember my blue Jetta?
Mm-hmm.
And we did great. And you gave that car a great name.
Lacodema. Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because there was a documentary, an animal documentary on a leopard named Lacodema.
And?
And your car was so fucking slow and you drove like an old lady.
And when I would push, you know, I remember we're going like up the grapevine.
It had like 95 horsepower.
It was a little Jetta. And I would just gun it and it'd be like,
and you're like, careful, this girl can really purr. And I was like, oof.
I was like, you want to see me go fast? Yeah. Remember? And I used to drive in parking lots and I go, and you're like, are you making the sounds of your tires squeal?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have fun though. We had good times. And then we drove to Texas. So then we did the Austin drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we made up songs together about barbecue. Yeah. And it was good. Do you like barbecue like I like barbecue?
I do like barbecue like you like barbecue. So pinch my tits and stick your finger in my asshole.
Yeah. Rip my tits off and jizz inside the holes in my chest.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And that's how I knew we were two mommies, one gene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a really nice time.
It was a good time. You would kill your mom where? In Arizona? From LA?
I would put her head through the window. And then I'd smash her head on the dashboard. And then I'd just push her out of a moving vehicle. I'm sure.
How long?
By the way, we're getting along.
Yeah. It's a good phase for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
There is no fucking way. I'd be like, well, just send me to prison now. Let's not even start. I don't want to get in the car. Just arrest me. I know it won't last.
Car trips can make or break you. I mean,
it's something worse about your family of origin.
Of course.
That's who you fight with in a way that you don't fight with anybody else.
Of course.
You know?
My mother could infuriate me within a minute of talking with her.
Yeah.
My grandmother, samesies. I mean, she just had the ability to infuriate. It's like they're so invalidating. They're so...
They know how to push every button. Yeah, family does.
Yeah, like, why can't you just shut the fuck up and be chill with me? You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother would always be like, this is nice, this color, but it's too bright. And you're like, what do you... Why can't you just be like, shut the fuck up? You know what? You need a brooch. That would look very nice on this sweater. A brooch. I'm like, why do you have to fucking improve me? Like, just be here.
Dude. And it's funny fucking because, like, cunts. When people are around the people who you hate in your family.
Oh, my God.
Everybody else, most people can't see how they're doing it. You know, they're just like, oh.
What's why your mom's such a cool,
she's so
funny lady.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, do you want to kill her for me? Do you know that I want to?
Yeah.
Do you have a hammer in your backpack?
Your mom has the ability to infuriate you within 5 minutes of being in our home.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, can I go to the mall today? And we're like, we just fucking got here.
Yeah.
Hey, but I need to go to the mall. What do you have to, what do you mean?
It's like,
I have to find the right shoes. I didn't pack, daddy, go see if I packed the shoes. And then your dad has to go look for the shoes that she packed or didn't pack. Where are my glasses?
You have Diet Coke? You didn't buy Diet Coke? I'm like, no, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop to buy a Diet Coke? Like, it's still not here, like after every answer. You couldn't find the time to go get the Diet Coke?
Your father loves Diet, pero your dad loves the Diet Coke.
I'm like, do you understand that you've never been busy?
Yeah. No, like a veal.
Yeah.
Life is of a veal.
You should have picked up Diet Coke.
Yeah, you pick up the Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I think what really annoys me the most, because she's not my mother, so I can like, I don't give a shit. I just walk away. I go to another room. But that one time when I was super pregnant and we were at the movies and I'm like wobbling. It's 100 degrees outside. It's the middle of July. They're visiting. And we get into the car and she goes, I forgot my glasses in the movie theater.
Oh, my God.
And every one of us in the car went.
We all were like, fuck.
Fucking.
Because we were like probably 2 miles down the street. And there's like heavy traffic by the time because it was like lit. And we were like, oh. And she was like, we have to go back. And everybody's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
And your dad seldom is openly contemptuous of her.
Yeah.
All of us were like, really, dude?
Do you know that
I've
pulled him aside and been like, have you really never thought about killing her? And he's like, what's that? I'm like, you never considered it? And he's like, well,
Yeah. How does he put up with it, though? What is that?
I don't know.
Does he just not listen? I think men have the keen ability to not hear things. Thankfully, which is why you and I have lasted for 17 years, probably.
You know, I'm sure he just checks out. Yeah.
He's just like, what?
Because the things that infuriate their three children, my dad will just be like, yeah, what's that? So, yeah, I think it's like not listening. Because the three kids are like, freaking out. And he's like, huh? And you're like, oh, okay, you're not paying attention.
Now, do your sisters get upset over the same things that upset you?
Every kid has a thing where they're like, mom's fucking crazy. Yeah, every kid.
Yeah.
The three kids.
Everyone's a different trigger with her.
Yeah, she has a different way with each of them. But also, then there's also shared experiences.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, she's doing that to you right now, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes I get those calls like, mom's such a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I never call them to say that, you know, like, but I've gotten that call.
Yeah.
From them.
And you know immediately.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, usually if one of them is at that state, you're not at that state. So you can like empathize.
You can listen.
I can listen. And yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, she was just born to be an asshole. Like, you know.
She's born shitty.
Yeah.
It is true. Yeah. I do think some people are just born shitty.
Yeah.
My grandmother had this ability to infuriate the entire family within seconds of being over.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch my dad, who was normally fairly agreeable in those days. He's got firm boundaries, like, no, I don't like this, fuck you. But for the most part, like, in the times that he would allow his mother to visit,
yeah,
within minutes, we were, all of us, and even me as a child, were like, oh my God, this woman is a fucking asshole.
Most of the time, seeing my family, most of the time, it is almost within hours met with deep regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm like,
I know.
I really regret.
Yeah, that. I hate it.
Yeah,
and here's the deal, man: is that it's so simple, like knowing you know your children now. Like it's so simple to just hold back a criticism, or don't say the thing. Just don't say the thing.
It took me 20 years to move halfway closer across the country to them.
I know.
Yeah.
But as a parent, like you know, if you say X thing, it's going to piss the kid off.
Yeah.
So just don't fucking say it.
I know.
Don't be that guy.
Some people just don't have that skill set.
Like I know what'll piss you off.
Yeah.
So I'm very cognizant. Like
I should say though, a lot of what I'm saying about what's making me crazy about my mom is like past stuff.
She's been
current.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I've gotten along with her really well.
And why do you think that is?
Part of it is my own maturing. And like growing up and learning how to deal with her.
Yeah.
Like she's, you know, she's not like a fucking, we're making her sound like, you know, like such a demon. It's just that like she has a way about her that is, can be challenging like to deal with.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
as I got older,
yeah,
a little wiser,
mm-hmm,
had more life experiences. I just came up, you know, I probably came up with a way to deal with it. I also think she's probably chilled out some. Over the last few years, as you know, she's gotten older. I think some of her fire and like whatever was driving her has, she can still wear you out quickly, but I'm saying she's not, it's not to the point where there was a time where I felt like I couldn't really have conversations. Or what I would do is she would call me out on it too, because it was pretty funny. She would go like, she goes, do you know what you say when I call you? Yeah. And I go, what? She goes, I ask you what's going on. You say, everything is fine. And I'm like, uh-huh. And she's like, you don't tell me anything. And I'm like, yeah, that's the tactic.
That's how we get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
how it goes.
That's how it goes. Because if I share things with you, things
unravel. You let them in.
Yeah.
You let them in. My mother discovered that I was doing that with her when she was alive. And I'd be like, she's like, how are you doing? I'm like, fine. And my dad, too, figured it out.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you're not shedding anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, well, you know, I don't want to talk about that stuff. Let's talk about the weather. Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about cookies. Anything but my life, please, because
like if you
I can't do this with you. I can't do this.
I had a show recently, I'll just say, that I was like, that show sucked. But do you know what I tell my parents?
Huh.
It was great.
It was amazing. Everything's great. Everything's fine.
Because if you go, it sucked, they're like, what happened?
Yeah.
And you're like, it sucked. Did you do something to make? And you're like, okay, I don't want to do this with you.
Right. Because I think, too, comedians understand, like, when you tell me, hey, that show sucked, it was XYZ, I go, oh, I get it. Because we both deal in the same world.
Yeah, yeah. You tell, like, most people, and they're like,
What do you mean? It was great.
Oh, my God.
That makes me crazy.
I told the promoter it sucked. Because I was in the headspace.
Yeah.
He was like, how'd you like it? And I was like, it fucking sucked. And he was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's okay. And he was like, well, I just want you to be happy. And I was like, I'm happy. He's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh my God, I regret telling you that so much.
Then they get get bummed. The club they take it personally. It's not their fault. Yeah, they've done everything right.
I'm like, bro, it's just how it goes.
But back to your mother. So yeah. I figured out a pretty great plan. When Sheik visits us, you know what I do?
Mm.
I get the Diet Coke, caffeine free for your dad.
Yeah.
I go get panettone, even though that is a seasonal item. I find a fucking way to get that Christmas. What is it? It's a Christmas loaf that she eats all year long.
It's Italian sweet bread.
It's disgusting. It's got like gummy bears in it or
gummy bears. It's got like raisins.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I find her brand.
Greaseballs love it.
This nasty shit, man. Yeah. I don't know. This stuff makes me want to vomit, but your mother eats this.
My mother lives on this.
I know.
Do you know what my mother's diet is?
I know. I think about it a lot.
By the way, my mother weighs 110. Okay. She's 77.
Crazy town. Yeah.
110 pounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's goes down. She eats toast with butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Panettone, which is Italian sweet bread. Starburst.
At bedtime. She'll have wrappers around her bedside table.
Prune bear claws. So she's like, are you going to the grocery? I'm like, yeah. She's like, can you get me a prune bear claw?
That sounds like the grossest fucking thing in the world.
Or if like they don't have that, it's something a pastry.
So
you bring her like elephant ear, you know, like some
sugar.
Type of something just coated in sugar. She eats that, a coffee, and then you're like, hey, can we eat some real fucking food today? She's like, chicken and French fries. Yeah. And then 110.
Oh, and we go to nice restaurants. We'll take them out.
A Michelin star restaurant. Do you have a French fries and a chicken?
Like a toddler.
Rice. And I'm like.
Like a toddler.
You mean like chicken fingers?
Chicken fingers.
Like, juice. I'm like, this is a goddamn French restaurant that has amazing food here. And she's like.
Won't eat it.
Do they have a fries? It's French.
Yeah. Like, but how is she so skinny and she's not unhealthy?
I don't know. We're always like, what's the doctor going to say? Everything's fine.
So here's what I've been doing the last.
Which is kind of is the argument, by the way, for just fucking
genetics.
Do whatever you want to do.
It's genetics. It's genetics.
One of my friends from high school, grandfather, ate red meat, drank, smoked cigarettes, smoked cigars. Whiskey, beer, red meat like 5 days a week. Died at 96.
I know.
96.
I know. Listen, my father drinks a ton, eats sausage, drinks Fresca. Never seen him drink regular water.
Yeah.
Same like your dad.
Oh, my God.
Eats horseradish and ham and kielbasa, salamis, and fine. Living the dream.
My dad will be like, I haven't taken a shit in 2 days. I'm like, that's not good. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, have you drank any water? He's like, all right, I'm going to go. I'll talk. Like, he's so upset at the suggestion.
The idea of water.
Yeah.
I know. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Dads don't drink water.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
One time I was with him recently, and I was like, how about some fucking water? Like, drink some water. And you know what he did? I swear to God. He had like a bottle like this, and he went like, the top sip. And I was like, hey, so how about the water? He goes, I'm drinking. I drank it. I go, no, you started drinking that bottle half an hour ago. And I saw you take one sip. He goes, yeah, I drank water.
No, that's like a sippy sip. That's another
he
baby
thinks
sip.
The sip meant I'm done drinking.
Unreal.
It is now something that I've accomplished.
Unreal. Done. Checked. Quota. So listen, so I have a plan with your mother. I don't know if you've noticed that I've been doing this for the last 5 or 6 years. Well, you don't often notice when I do stuff, but this is true. So every time she comes around, I make sure to get the panettone. I get the DCs for your dad, caffeine freeze, right? We stock that so we don't have to hear those complaints. And I get her drunk on white wine. Because she likes her Pinot Gris with ice cubes in it.
The best way to handle her is just...
Get her drunk.
Get her, yeah. Which takes like a glass.
That's what I'm saying. So remember when we had them all over for Christmas?
Yeah.
And she was lit the whole time. I just kept filling that wine glass, and she'll protest like, oh, no, I cannot drink. And then next thing you know, she's ripped.
Yeah.
And I let her listen to her music. Like, she likes Maria. What's the name?
Maria Dolores.
Yeah. So one,
I forget her name.
One night you guys left. You went to dinner with you and your dad, and you left me alone with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I have a strategy. You just get someone to talk about the shit they want to talk about, and it gets you out of any conversation.
Yeah.
So I got her hammered, and I was like, what do you like to listen to? Let's listen to this. And we spent 2 hours listening to Maria Dolores.
Yeah, Prado, I think is her name.
Yeah, and she's like, ay, pero this song, listen to the lyrics.
And you're like, I don't speak Spanish.
Yeah, but she explained it to me, and then she taught me lyrics, and she taught me a poem in Spanish.
Yeah.
We had a good time because she was just listening to this lady sing about love.
Yeah, she loves that lady. Yeah. She, you know, a couple times I've got my mom really drunk.
Yeah.
Like, really.
It's fun. She's a good drunk.
No, but like a couple times I got her like super emotional.
Yeah.
She can't handle alcohol. And we were like, drink, 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 drink. And she was like, oh. And then she was like, oh, yeah. Crying.
What was she upset about?
I don't know. She was fucking shit-faced.
Yeah.
She is funny, I'll tell you that.
She's
very,
very funny.
Very funny.
Like, very charismatic. Excellent storyteller.
Yes.
Excellent sense of humor. She's great. Look, again, I like her.
What is the funniest thing is that, you know, we've had a combative relationship.
I'm sorry, I think you mean combative. You're losing a syllable.
Well, we've had that relationship, and it's in a good place now.
Yeah.
And we have two small children. Instinctively, Ellis, whenever I face my mom, he's like, ah, I don't want to talk to you. And every time I do that, I put my phone back on myself. She's like, I know you told him. I go,
no,
I didn't tell him anything.
Nobody.
He just knows.
Vibes.
And he'll also do the thing where, like, it'll be the two of them, and he'll be like, hi, Grandpa. Hi. Yeah. And then I'm like, phone turns to my mom, and he's like, ah. He's like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Push. Yeah.
And she's like, why is he like this? I'm like, I don't know. He just instinctively doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, it's funny. My father at my grandma's funeral didn't even cry. That's
really?
How much he hated her. We flew back to Hungary to, you know, do the funeral and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And even I started crying. I didn't like her a whole lot, but, you know, it's sad when someone passes. And I remember at the funeral, my dad was just like, I was like, you're not going to cry. He's like, for what? I'm like, okay. You have to do like the greeting. You greet everybody that came to the funeral. And I remember people saying things like, your nana was a lovely person. I was like, no, she was not. Nobody liked her. Nobody liked her. I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was like it was so funny when someone shitty dies too, because you're like, that's not true. She was not beloved. Nobody liked her.
Yeah.
She had enemies everywhere.
Yeah.
Nobody liked her. Not even the dog. Get the fuck out of here, you know.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Charo.
Ugh, take this guy off. I can't.
Really?
You're just playing people vomiting now to fuck with me? Is this what the new...
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know how to...
You're not sorry.
I am sorry. I didn't... Well, here. This you'll like.
No.
We have been casually ignoring a problem that has gotten so out of control that our children are throwing around names and words without even understanding their true meaning and treating things as though they're normal. I go into nice family restaurants and I see people throwing this name around and pretending as though everything is just fine. I'm talking about boneless chicken wings.
Finally! Yeah. Somebody's taken up my cause.
I propose that we as a city remove the... Excuse me, I'm trying to...
Yeah.
Excuse me. Sure. Come on. I propose that we as a city remove the name boneless wings from our menus and from our hearts.
Thank you.
These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken.
Thank
you. We would be
you.
Disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing.
Thank you. Finally, who is this young man?
Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious.
I couldn't love this more.
We rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders.
Thank you.
We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand. And that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long. And we know it because we feel it in our bones.
Thank you.
That was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
He's totally on your side.
He gets it. Finally.
He gets it. Yeah.
Guys, I knew it. I knew that somebody would recognize my struggle.
Yeah.
I knew it because it's logically inconsistent. A boneless chicken wing, by definition, is a wing without bones. He's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love this guy.
It's pretty good. I mean,
thank you, sir, finally, for taking up the most important cause. This nation is so divided because of this issue.
Yeah, because you were, I mean, this was a big revelation.
This was 3 weeks of my brain that was like, wait a minute, boneless chicken wing. I'm very literal.
Yeah.
The language of it implies at one time there were bones in this meat and now there aren't.
True.
He's right. It's true.
Speaking of Charo, normally when Fart Simpson does a prank call,
the great Fart Simpson,
he sends them to me. I listen to them, and then they're great. They're they're always fantastic.
Yeah,
and I send them over to Navad.
And
this morning I got here, and he said, "I have a prank call for you." That Fart Simpson sent to me and asked me to not let you play it until the show. I was like, what?
This isn't proto.
And it's not proto. And he also said that this is supposed to be a great one.
I can't wait.
So I haven't heard it. This is My Mom Charo on a prank call by Fart Simpson. Okay, here we go.
Hey, is this Marty?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Zolo. Yeah, I was calling in regards to the guitar for sale on Craigslist for my mom.
Which one? I got several guitars on there.
Let me put my mom on the phone. She knows best, and she can maybe tell you. She's from Peru, so, you know, her English is not so great.
This is Charo.
How you doing?
What's up there, Chomo?
Chomo?
What's up there, Chomo?
Chomo. No, I don't speak that language. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, it just means like friend.
What's that there, Chomo?
Like the Aussies in English, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You got it.
Yeah, yeah, little language difference. Is that Spanish or Portuguese in Peru?
Michinchanga.
It's Spanish.
Carachimba.
So what guitar do you think is best, Marty, for an old Peruvian woman?
What is her ability playing? I mean, that determines what you want to buy and how much you want to spend, you know, kind of.
Mom, why don't you show Marty what you got?
Kick back, hold your nuts, and listen to this real ass new shit. Shit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I guess she has a basic understanding of music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Yeah, totally. I was thinking maybe you and my mom could jam, like, over the phone. Do you have a guitar amp with you there?
Oh, yeah, I have my Line 6 amp sitting right here in the living room in front of me.
Nice, that's what I'm saying. Turn that shit on, you guys can shred together.
Oh, shit.
What? All right, Mom?
Well,
what?
Come on, Mom.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right.
This guitar isn't too loud. I'm playing a carbon with two single coils and a humbucker.
Nice. There you go.
This is weird.
F that.
Yeah, you're not tuned. I'm tuned down a half step. Man, I can't play this shit.
What?
Mom, you fucking shred.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good, Marty.
Yeah, it's just playing, yeah.
Mom, why don't you bust out the acoustic guitar?
So you do have more than one guitar.
Yeah, we got the shitty acoustic guitar. She uses a loop pedal. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
¿Qué onda, pelotudos? Escucha lo que digo.
Mom, you're so good. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Really fucking good at guitar, Mom.
Yeah, that's interesting. Although it is cheating, but I guess everyone does it now.
Fuck you know? That. You don't like it?
Yeah.
You just have to do juke, dog.
Yeah. All right, Mom, maybe play something that's not heavy metal.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
That Richard.
That sounded good.
Yeah, it's close.
Terrible.
Oh, come on, Mom.
That don't sound good.
You still have to shed.
You sound like garbage.
You're going to take me to a mall now, no?
Yes.
Yep, out of tune.
Fuck that.
Mom, please stop. Come on. Please, Mom, come on.
No.
Mom, please stop.
No.
No more metal.
No.
Come on, Mom,
no.
Please stop.
No.
Mom,
no.
Please stop.
No.
Jesus.
No, no, no.
Christ.
No.
Mom,
no.
Please.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Pero si yo te puedo insultar todo el día.
Well, she's been playing, apparently, you know. I got to spend more time playing than fiddling with guitars, you know?
Yep.
Anyways.
Fuck.
She's not feeling well. She just ate a bunch of food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she really loves her macaroni and cheese dish.
Yeah, everyone likes that.
Shit.
The heck was that?
This is so embarrassing.
Sounds like something went through the processor there.
Fuck, I have big tits, man.
Yes, you do, Mom. They're really beautiful.
Oh, God. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Marty, you want to check these puppies out?
Yes, yes. Please.
You guys are nuts.
You don't like it?
I didn't say I don't like. I'm just saying no. It, you know.
Oh, excuse me.
Whoops, sorry about that. I just threw a dish and right near the phone. All right, I'll put you in the contact, and whenever you guys want to check that out, you're welcome, and it was interesting, okay?
All right, Marty.
All right, Zolo, take it easy.
Tata there, retard.
See, Charo, right?
Yeah, Charo.
Charo, okay. Take it easy now. Keep playing.
Ooh.
Okay, bye.
See you then.
Wow. She's pretty funny, and she's really good at guitar.
She is.
That was hilarious.
God. I liked her little, like, the sounds were so funny.
That was such a great call. Thank you, Fart Simpson.
Oh, my God. Amazing fart. That was so funny. What is Chichanon? Chichanon.
Chichanon.
Chichanon. She said, what kind of music do you like? And she was like, Chichanon.
I don't remember.
Holy shit. That was so fucking Ooh. Funny.
Man. Poor yeah. Marty.
Poor Marty.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
She could really shred.
She shreds, yeah.
She's like playing like tits? Flamenco and then yeah. metal, acoustics. So like, well, that's kind of cheating. She's like, fuck you.
I like when she's like, what's up, Chomo?
Yeah, he's like Chomo. And he's like, I'm not familiar. He's like, oh, that's like friend.
Amazing.
Oh, God.
I want her to do more prank calls now. Oh, it was so funny.
That was really
I gotta take
great.
A pish, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty
okay.
funny.
Okay.
Fuck. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. He's so talented.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Genius.
It's hot today, so make sure you drink water.
The wasp is.
Yeah.
Well, how has the Texas weather been for you, Tom?
You know what's really interesting right now about the weather here is in the mornings it's quite cool.
Very cold.
Some might even say cold. And then during the day it'll get warm.
Yeah.
But then at night it'll get cool again.
Yeah. It's like in the nighttime and morning it's wintertime, and then you get summer again at the end of the day. It's kind of cool.
Like you need something in the morning. Like you need like a sweater or something outside.
It is, definitely.
But then all of a sudden, at 2 in the afternoon, you're like, I got to take this sweater off.
I got to take the sweater off. Wear a t-shirt now.
Too hot out.
It's hot.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with the weather. Speaking of exciting stuff like that, Chris Larson, who's we found out drove across country with his mother, unbelievable.
We'll be asking him about that when he returns
for a long time.
Yeah.
He did his November post.
I'm so excited.
I have not seen it.
Well, I got this live as it dropped on the gram.
Okay.
And I love it.
Okay.
Exciting shit.
Let's see. Here we go.
Hey everybody, it's the monthly post here again. Just want to wish everyone a happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a good day. And the weather's pretty rainy here, but you know, it's not too bad. Tomorrow will hopefully be better because I'm going to be driving across country soon. And that's why I got my car detailed. So I got my car detailed because you'll save some gas mileage, but also your car will look nice. So if you're thinking about driving across country, you should think about that too, because it'll make the drive a lot nicer.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs to Chloe from Idaho and Dustin's dog Carver. Hope you're both having a great day. Hope tomorrow's going to be a good day for you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
And happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's coming up. I hope you're Thanksgiving's good. Bye.
It's good stuff.
Really good.
He hits so many good notes.
He makes a great point. Hope you have a good Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah.
By the way, if it's Thanksgiving weekend, you can still watch YMH Live 7.
Perfect time.
We extended the period that you can watch it with through the weekend. So it's a really cool thing to watch with your family. You know?
It's a good thing to watch to get away from your family, for sure.
For sure, yeah. Wow, he's just hitting home runs.
He really is. He really is. He looks exactly the same in every post.
Yeah.
It's amazing. How does he do that?
It's if you're not following the most exciting account on Instagram, it's CEE_Lars, LARS, and that's our very own Chris Larson. So he's following no one.
My favorite social media user is the reluctant one, this, where they're like, I'm not following anybody.
See the person who, like, I don't know, they comment or send you something and you go to their page and their last post is like 3 years ago?
Yes.
What are you doing? You don't post nothing?
Nothing.
Why are you even on here?
Well, that and the private accounts are always odd to me, too.
I refuse.
Why go private?
I don't want to acknowledge your account.
No, I don't either. Especially because they'll say something crummy to you, and then you'll go back, and then they'll...
They're private.
They're private.
Yeah.
It's like, you're just being shitty. You're a shit bird.
We watched Old from M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Yeah. Shyamalan.
Yeah. Who, yeah, I really respect it. Like, that lane is my favorite lane.
The thriller.
The thriller lane is my favorite lane of film.
Yeah.
It is hard to get it right. Like, to make.
Sure is.
Like, you know, most of these guys, like the high level people like him, one or two for their whole career. That's a banger.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is like, you got to build the mystery, and then it's how you, the solving, the reveal.
Yep.
And if it's like implausible, you're like, if it's too easy to solve, what? Yeah, it's got to, it's like to actually dance that line, it's so really hard. Is art.
But
you know?
The sixth
sense. Same thing with like reading a thriller, like a book, you know.
Yeah, I read the Silent Patient.
Mm-hmm.
For my ladies' book club, and that one really got me.
It was good?
I was surprised. I did not know what the reveal was. It was good.
And reading them is much different. Like, and it also a challenge. But I'm saying reading a thriller is different.
Well,
than watching one.
I cheated. I did the audiobook too.
Okay,
on the airplane.
That's okay.
But M. Night. Shyamalan. Yeah. So the Sixth Sense, that was the one where everybody was like, I forget, what was the big reveal again?
Remember, I see dead people.
And he really did see them.
Yeah, but then the reveal was that...
I forget now.
You do?
It's been so long, yeah.
The reveal was that Bruce Willis, who he'd been having conversations with the whole time...
Is dead.
Yeah, was dead.
That was cool.
It shook people. I remember that movie
great.
Was like... That was a surprise... Banger. Like,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
And a big phenomenon.
Very cool movie. He's made a bunch of movies. And they're all, you know, like there's some surprise.
The
like,
twist, yeah. The big reveal.
Like basically, you know, in a way like the modern like Hitchcock kind
right.
of, right? Like
some
like,
similar. Yeah. It's he's trying to do that.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think of Old? We watched it.
I'll say this.
At home.
I was intrigued. I liked the setup. I liked wondering, like, you know, when you start to go like, what's going on? And then finding out what was actually happening. I don't want to give it away for people who might want to see it. But when you're finding out like what's happening, you're like, oh,
it's cool.
That's a cool premise.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple things that I bang up on that, you know, so I wouldn't give it like, I don't say it's like a 10 out of 10, but I give it a good like 7 out of 10.
Interesting. Yeah. The ending bothered me.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
It ruined it.
These movies, thrillers, can be like you can be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
For if it's a 90-minute film for like 85 minutes. And if those last 5 minutes, like that's the hardest thing to solve. It's like solving the puzzle. If they're not, oh my God, too, you're like,
It kind of damaged it for me because I love. And by the way, this movie's super stressful. So the whole time I'm like,
that's why it's getting you
so
it's
much anxiety
you.
Watching this fucking thing.
The reveal is like it's kind of like okay, it's not the best, it's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
No, it's not the worst. There are definitely I've seen movies where you're like, the fuck was this? You know?
Yeah, you pissed off.
But this thing because you got to buy into the premise, which is an implausible kind of premise, but he does it in a cool way. There's a couple. He's one of these directors who has to be in one of his own films.
That's so weird to me.
Which I get it if your cameo is meaningless.
Yeah.
Meaning like you're a bartender or something.
And like, that's cool. And then you go, hey, that's M. Night. Yeah.
He gave himself, I think, too big of a part.
It was absurd.
You know?
It was a big part.
Yeah, I mean,
to the story.
Ultimately, like it's a significant, it's not like it's a huge role, but it's significant. Character that I think the acting chops of a great actor could have given more to that part, right?
Yeah, it feels a little selfish to cast yourself
just
in that
part.
Role.
It's like, any actor would do it. Like any top tier actor would take the part.
I know.
Because this guy's like, he's a huge name. I mean, people will do his films, but yeah, you're watching it and you're like, what? Why are you giving yourself this part? You know?
It feels narcissistic.
I don't know. I mean,
I
maybe.
Didn't like it.
Maybe it's just like, I don't know. Like most of these guys that are great directors are not great actors. I mean, I love Tarantino.
Yeah,
I love
he's
him,
great.
But like, he's not a great actor.
No, you know? But I find him endearing. sometimes when he's in his own movies, because you're like, oh, there he is. He sucks. Like, he's a crappy actor. Like, I, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's a person, and he's just trying to have fun. And
yeah, I just.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Whatevs. But it was entertaining enough.
Yeah.
And he's not. He doesn't have a good face for camera either, that
Who?
Guy.
Tarantino?
Yeah, next to Clooney. You're like, no,
yeah,
dude.
None of us look good next to Clooney, though.
No. Yeah, he's got that creepy face.
You ever see a picture of yourself next to somebody who's like standing?
So
just,
much better looking.
Yeah,
than you,
and you're like, fuck.
No, what am I doing here?
That's got it. That's everyone who stood next to George Clooney in that period. I know. They were probably like,
Do you know I saw these? You know one of those dumb memes where you're like, you go down the rabbit hole, like those clickbait things, and yeah. It's like actors, male actors 50 and over that still look amazing. It was like Clooney, Brad Pitt, and then it went Johnny Depp, not so much. You're like, oh yeah. Look at Johnny Depp now compared to
Pitt's amazing.
He's a genetic anomaly.
Yeah.
Him and
I
then
I think he's close to 60.
Bro,
it's, I think Brad Pitt's almost 60.
Ridiculous.
And you look at him, you're like, yeah,
what?
He's 57 years old, man.
Oh my God. Like, him and then
What?
Yeah.
What?
Stunning.
What the fuck?
40 maybe. He looks 40 maybe. And then who's the guy, Paul Rudd? He doesn't age either.
That's also I think he comes from really good stock.
He must.
Yeah.
And then
because for him it's just that like you're like, "Wait, why aren't you aging though?"
What's going
on? Yeah.
Like there's a picture, I saw a picture of him in Clueless and then a picture of him now and it's samesies.
Yeah.
Him and then the guy in the who's in the all the movies too, The Hangover. What's his name? The comedic actor.
5 years younger.
No, he's adorable. Yeah. Wait, who's the guy in The Hangover? That guy who was in everything. He was at Brody's. Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
He's another one where you're like, does this guy ever fucking?
Yeah, I mean, but he's aged. He's aging. He's not aging poorly.
No.
But he's aging.
Yes.
You know. The other guys, some of those guys don't even look like they're putting on years.
No, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I think they're harvesting.
Babies.
Yeah.
Vampire. He's bathing in the blood of virgins.
Yeah.
So
something's going on.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
They must do Botox and fillers too.
I'm sure.
The male actors do it.
Look, at this point, when your career is like, do people want to buy tickets to see you on the screen? Yeah.
Plus the camera on a big screen, if it's right there, everybody sees every flaw. Oh, forget
about
it. He's
like actually one of the world's last, I would say, real movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person who the name and the trailer, people go, I will go.
Yeah.
Like, I'll leave my house. Him, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I love
Leonardo. You know, like
Leonardo.
They're like, they still have like that power that feels like it's over.
Old school Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's like the what's that guy? The guy that does the spaghetti sauce.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on with this guy.
Look at him.
It's young pussy.
That's young pussy power. Yeah. Yeah.
He just dumped another 25 year old. I think she turned 25 and he was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
He has. I just read a thing that said he's not dated a girl over 25.
Ever. Like that's the age.
I think that's his cutoff age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I've watched
average age.
Of Leo's girlfriend. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We'll see. What's he going to put in there? Of Leonardo DiCaprio graph? No, you have to put the girlfriend in the search.
No, yeah. You haven't seen this graph?
Oh, okay. This is something you know of.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I looking at?
I know what I'm looking for. Okay. So it's pretty much, this shows you Leo's age as it progresses.
Oh.
And then it shows you which girlfriend... her age, and then as soon as he dumps, you go on to the next one.
Oh.
Wow.
And what age are they?
Yep, not a single one above 25. As soon as they hit 25, he gets a new one.
I'm telling you.
Wow. He's just dumping clips.
Yeah, when he was 43, he was dating a 20-year-old. Pretty cool.
It is cool.
He doesn't want to talk to them at all.
No.
This is just dumping clips, and then, yeah.
Yeah. this is the way that Nicholson did it.
Yeah,
Nicholson
for
like
millions
that.
Of years. Yeah. Now, do you think if he did a Vincent Gallo page and was like $1 million for a night with me,
it would happen?
Takers,
absolutely.
Yeah,
he's one of those like he's beloved and like yeah.
Oh, I grew up adoring this guy.
But they love him, and
so cute.
People love him. They lust at, like he's
everything
desired by the masses for sure.
Yeah.
He's a real star. He's like a real fucking movie star.
He's an excellent actor.
Yeah. Excellent actor.
Yeah.
Amazing actor. Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah. His balls are just empty. He just walks around all
day. That's why he's so
like,
fucking happy.
It's like, that's why I'm aging well. I don't and have any cum in my balls. Yeah.
No stress.
Yeah.
There's no stress in him at all. Same with Clooney. Yeah. No stress.
And he always looks kind of doughy. Like kind of soft.
A little soft.
A little dad bodish.
Yep.
And I think that, I think also he's like, yeah, I don't care.
Doesn't care. Well, his build was always small. He was skinny, lanky, but back in the 90s, you could be.
Yeah, he was real lanky and skinny as like a teen. Mm-hmm. And then, he's got.
Look at him there on the beach. Yeah, he's got like a regular guy body.
Yeah, he's not like, it's not bad.
No, he's just
normal.
A regular
it's
guy.
Just normal, yeah.
Mm-hmm, normal.
Yeah.
No, there's something very alluring about him. His face is good, and he's got a relaxed way about him.
Oh, who's that? What teen is his arm around?
Jesus Christ.
Camila Marone. He's 45. She's 22.
Awesome. Amazing. 22.
Amazing. Can you imagine how awful it is to talk to her?
Yeah. But maybe he has that, like, stunted, you know, because he's a child star.
Oh, you're right.
You know what I mean? So, like, he probably didn't go through he definitely didn't go through the normal going to college and meeting. Like, he's just been a star since he was, like, a kid.
Oh, he was on, like, Growing Pains and shit.
Yeah, it's like the healthier version of, like, a Michael Jackson thing, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah.
Because he's
Michael Jackson's like, I want to look at little boys' buttholes, which is not good.
That was weird, yeah.
But then, you know, Leo's just like, no, 24.
That's my emotional age is about 24.
I'll take some 24-year-old puss, and then I'll just do that forever.
Yeah,
he'll be doing that in his 70s.
And he can.
Yeah, and he'll be like, well, and they'll be like, whatever, you're a legend. Yeah.
You know, I used to look down on men for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like, you know what? If you're a man of means, why not spend the last few years of your life with some hot chick sitting on your lap?
That's my guy right there.
Yeah, he's the best.
Nicholson, I mean, it doesn't get LA. Better than that. Yeah. This is this is like every guy's hero.
Of course.
I mean, he's the fucking best actor, my favorite guy to watch in a movie. It's just phenomenal. And he's just like, I like young trim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's just.
It's great.
Yeah.
Listen, if he earned it.
He wrote the book. That's the blueprint that Leo's following. He's like, oh, like, do interesting films.
Yeah.
Make a fortune and just, you know, stay healthy with young puss.
Get laid.
Yeah. Yeah. Get laid, man. Look at this guy.
Yeah. He's the best. He was at a Laker game one time when we were there, right?
I don't remember.
I think we got to see him. Yeah, he was there.
Man.
Oh, I love him too. Like, somebody his shirt's open. I love. I hate when they do this to celebrities. Like, come on.
So there, when you go to the floor seats, you know, like in New York and in L.A., like Staples or Garden, when you're like those VIPs, they take you at halftime to like a VIP lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get that access as a regular person, you're in that lounge with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow.
Somebody told me that their friend, they were there with a friend. I forget who told me this. I wish I knew. I wish I remembered. And they see Jack Nicholson, and he was like eating a sandwich. And they were like, hey, Jack. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, you know, I love this movie. He goes, whoopty fucking do. And they're like, oh, shit. I mean, when you're internationally famous for like 50 years, you can't even pretend to be like, oh, you like my film? Like, you can't. I guess it's just over.
He's got the fuck you money, right? At this point, like, he doesn't have to be nice to anybody. Gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. I was talking to somebody about this too. Remember like those old, was it the Tonight Show where Carson had a rule that when he walked down the hall, everybody had to turn and face the walls and nobody can look at me? Like, that's a rule.
That was Steve Harvey recently.
No.
Yeah.
Don't look at me is a rule.
That was a whole thing that was trending about him.
Tell me about it.
The thing was that he, there was like a memo or something that went out that like Steve Harvey was like, when I'm going from here to there, I don't know if it was eye contact, but I don't have time for any conversation. But here's the thing. Everybody goes like, oh, my God, you know, it, is that the thing there? Memo to staffers? Yeah. Okay. So this is it. Can you make it larger? Take a deep breath. Ready? Okay. Does it? Where does it start? Harvey confirmed the memo. Where's the memo, though?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Yeah. This, all right. Get back to us.
Get fucking, the theme on it.
But essentially, what it was is that he's doing a lot. What I'm saying is that I actually, as much as you go like, oh, that's the fucking balls on this guy. But he does like 10 TV shows. He has a nationally syndicated radio show. He's on the radio show. He's doing like all these things. And like when everybody knows you, like when you're Steve Harvey, everybody yes. knows you. They see you hosting Family Feud.
Yes. You're super famous.
You can't talk to every person. It just takes
too much
energy. It's
going to drain your energy. But. So I understand, I respect that. Like, I understand the request of, hey, please, you know, just don't, try not to make conversation. Like, I'm working right now, maybe later.
Yeah.
But don't look at me.
Yeah.
Is a fucking insane request.
That's true.
Don't look at me?
That's crazy.
How can you tell people?
Is that what it said?
Well, that's been a writer request in a lot of celebrity things. I've heard that was one, like I said, in the old Tonight Show, I believe.
Wait,
it was
did you
Carson.
Find it?
I think so.
Did you type in Steve Harvey memo to staff?
Mm-hmm. It says, do not open my dressing room. If you open my door, expect to be removed. All my security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me.
Okay.
I'm a black dude with a bald head. All right. Don't know.
We can't actually find the memo. Like Steve Harvey memo to staff.
That's what I typed in. This looks like people talking.
I can find
about
it on my phone, probably. In two
I mean,
seconds.
I'm sure I could find yeah. it. Let's see. Let's see how long it takes me.
Should we get the timer up, guys? Here we go. Okay. Nadav, you've already been looking for 2 minutes. Steve Harvey memo to staff.
Literally.
Literally.
The first fucking thing that comes up is the memo to staff.
You want to read it, Tom?
I found it.
For fuck's sake.
God.
Okay. Are you ready? Do you want to read it, Tom?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of on my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. No more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask you to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I'm seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway and do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, yes, I mean you, everyone. Do not take offense to the new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey. I feel like I understand this, that this is a poorly executed.
It sounds very
but
upset.
It's at
upset.
The end of what happened was like, the day before or the week before,
yeah.
This is all he was talking about like people came in and then like he's talking about it with his wife or like with his staff, somebody on like his executive producer. And they were like, let people know, man, you need to be. And then he writes this thing all emotionally.
Yeah.
And then people are like, this reads terribly.
Well, I understand it because these are energy vampires.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say as a performer, you're giving your all, your soul to the audience.
Yeah.
2 shows a night. These people have paid to come see you. Your duty is to them,
yeah.
the audience. So when people come into your green room and they want to bullshit and sit down and then their friend, it's like it zaps you of your focus and your energy.
Yeah.
And it robs the people that have paid to see you of you giving a good show.
Yeah.
So I understand that. Poorly executed, but I get the sentiment completely. Yeah, like, just, make an appointment to see me.
You shouldn't have wrote, that was written in your feelings.
Yeah, you should have stepped back and write later. But there are people who do have don't look at me in their
that's insane.
Contracts and their writers. Yeah, I've heard of that one. Literally, Johnny Carson, I believe, when he walked down the hall, everybody had to turn and face the wall, face
that's
away.
Crazy.
I've heard Ellen does that. The don't look at me thing.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can look at me.
That was the one, though. That's Ellen one's funny crazy. Because it, like, shocked people because everyone was like, Ellen's my best friend.
Yeah.
I watch her dance, and then I dance, too.
Yeah.
And she would love me. And you're like, Ellen would hate you.
She would hate you.
Yeah.
But I think it is always that saccharine sweet personality. Like, everyone's got a dark side, folks.
Hey.
Yeah.
I like music.
Hey. Remember the 50s? Everything was great. Like, nah, I don't know.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. My asshole, right?
Little update for you.
Go
Stop
ahead.
Calling me daddy.
Oh.
Only
the best.
All right. Ready?
I'm so ready for him.
Always. I haven't seen this, but this is a new video.
What's up, everybody? I'm out here taking a shit. I hope everybody's having a good night. Everybody stay blessed. I'm finna take a shower right now. Y'all know what I mean. I'm here for y'all. I love you all, and everybody have a good night.
What
kind of update is that? What's up? I'm taking a shit.
It's like he...
Stay blessed.
So hold on. So he... It's like he wants to get laid, right? That was the whole issue with Daddy Lalagon. Is like, don't, I'm not gay, bro. I like girls. But then you're taking a dump and
you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
Girls don't want to see you doing that either.
They sure don't.
So what is it? Do you want to get laid or don't you, Daddy Lalagon?
We tried to reach out to Daddy Lalagon.
And?
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me tell you my intel.
Yeah.
Now, I have a fan that I've been friends with. Shout out to Mozika.
Mm-hmm.
And her boo-boo, her husband, and I known her for years. She's been an early stand-up fan. Anyway, her boo-boo drives FedEx.
Okay.
And delivered a parcel, a package, to none other than Daddy Lalagon.
Really?
So he knows where he lives. And he asked for a picture with him. And she sent me the picture on DM.
He did the picture?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, dude, you're fucking Daddy Lalagon. Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't like that.
No. But he took a picture with him. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's taking his shit. Good for him.
We're super happy for you, bro.
Good job, homie.
Don't
fucking call me daddy, bro.
I heard you bitches was looking for me.
All right.
Bitch, here I go.
Now we're cooking with
Now you ready?
Gas.
Here we go.
Oh, man. My eye is like retarded and old. I have old, dumb eyes.
Let's see them.
This one, I'm like blind. He can do the clicking.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Pretty cool. They're doing TikToks there.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that a human skull in the tree?
Yeah.
It's cool.
But that's pretty wild that TikTok has made it to wherever part of the world this is.
Phoenix. Yeah.
You like this one? So this is an account that deals with just scaly feet.
Okay.
And getting the skin off of people's feet and
changing. I'm jumping to the next
one. It's a disorder where you get crusted over. Like this guy's pretty cool. Yeah, so for those of you just listening, he wiggles his tongue to the beep sounds, and then he writes, look what I can do.
Yeah, that dude's fucking rad.
His name is Kool-Aid Kid 830. He's
Would you
cool.
let him?
Nope. Would I let him?
What?
Stop it with this.
You don't think he'd be good at that?
No.
Why?
Baby.
No, I'm,
please,
I get
why
that,
do you always ask this? Stop calling me daddy. I don't want to fucking say this shit.
I get that you can say that you're not attracted to him.
No.
I understand that, but you don't think he's good at that?
Look, a guy just wagging his tongue in the air is no indicator you're good at that.
No. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
You should make these videos.
Look what I can do videos?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
If you're trying to fall in love with me, hit me the fuck up because I'm fucking tired of playing games, dog. I'm just trying to fall in love, serio. Hit me the fuck up.
Serio. Listen, I like her.
If I were single, that'd be my first fucking message.
Hit me the fuck up.
I'd be like, what's up? I'm trying to fall in love too, girl. I love your face tats.
I do too. Yeah, I like her honest approach. She looks good. She's got good lighting.
Yeah, Annie, why are you fucking around, man?
Yeah.
Just fucking fall in love, dog. Send her a message.
You think I should fuck with this one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she's tired of playing games, man.
Hey, I'm fucking down, serio. Come on. Yeah. Vámonos.
Tell you what I love about Annie lately, his fashion. Mm-hmm. He's gotten into goth Annie.
Yeah.
If you look at him today, he's got a dagger around his neck, and he wears black a lot.
Full fire. Yeah, it's a good look.
And he's got the leather cuff on. He's going
it's
to
a
attract
good look.
A whole new lane of crazy goth chicks.
Yeah.
I just realized that what I usually wear out here doesn't really, it doesn't translate. It translates as I'm a girl, so, you know, I'm kind of just trying to switch it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
What you normally wear?
Yeah.
What do you normally wear?
Like, I normally wear all that colorful shit. Fucking, yeah, you know, pink sweatshirt with a fucking gray pants.
You are.
And white.
Yeah, it looks good on you, man.
Yeah,
I know. I know it looks good, but it ain't Texas, though. Texas, it reads as something else. You know what I'm saying?
I get that.
Yeah. I'm very not welcome.
A little extra sugar in the tank.
All right. Okay. I got you.
So this is how we make tuna at Subway. If you want to see the ingredients, you should pause it from the beginning because I didn't really show the pack. But this is one pack. For every one pack of tuna, you need half a pack of mayo. You're supposed to crunch it up before you add the mayo, like make it like not clumpy like that, but like I don't really do that because like you're gonna make it not clumpy anyway, so like yeah, it's easier this way, honestly. It smells horrible, like god awful, like way worse than the regular canned tuna at your house. It's fucking disgusting, and like you gotta get in there with your hands, and it's just disgusting, and like the whole store smells like it. So you just gotta mix it and then serve it.
I love it. So this is Secrets of Subway on TikTok. I live for these fast food restaurant, like TikToks, when the employees tell you what's up. Yeah. I am put off of a lot of different, not Chick-fil-A. Thank you for sponsoring the new studio. But fuck Subway, dude. I'm done. This is nasty as shit. And I like their tuna fish. I'm the asshole eating their tuna.
I feel just worse. I feel terrible.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. I've had my hymen replaced, and it's super strength. You can use it as a trampoline.
Oh, no. I don't get it, but I liked it.
I like the TV. It's so loud. That's one of the loudest I've ever heard. It's a full volume television.
I know.
Oof.
I know. His hymen is
this different. Arm over, one is under, I can push. And now at this point, it's literally like how it started at this point. See? And then after, you know, at this point, you want to add a variety, get the inner thigh, right?
Okay.
But first thing first, you can just start with that main thing. So as you get the arm under, now you just flow over here. Now you turn back. Literally, it's the start point. You grip.
I just like the movement of this one. I thought it was kind of fun.
Right, so, yeah, before I start adding the variation, I just want you to kind of get the main gist of it.
I love that it's a, like, under the guise of this is instructions.
Yeah.
This is a real class.
Looks like the beginning to a different kind of video.
Now you give it a shot, man.
Yeah.
And flowing from to the feet, to the glute. Good. Now we flow up. Good.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Well, you like the instructional videos, you said.
I do like instructional videos.
I thought it'd be
videos.
Nice for you to learn how to do that from me. My glutes get tight.
Okay.
I'm the type of man that likes the women.
Oof.
Around age 30 to 39.
Yeah.
Did you hear the oxygen machine in the background? Beep.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like...
Do you know what? He has a kind of a striking... You don't see it?
What?
Similarity?
To?
Leonardo DiCaprio. You don't see it?
No. You know what he looks like? Remember that movie Cocoon?
He likes older women than Leo does. But
yeah, that's true. Old as shit. 30.
Yeah, 30 to 39.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah.
But doesn't he look like the creatures from Cocoon? The old aliens that they pull out?
I think he looks very handsome.
Yeah, 30 to 39 he wants.
Ancient.
Look, like an alien, that one from Cocoon.
No.
Yeah. The dying alien? He looks like that guy.
This guy looks great. What are you talking about? Oh, his handle is Mr. Junk Food King.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's a good one to get chicks with.
Tuna fish from Subway. Oof.
Ha! Y'all think y'all can run over me? Y'all think y'all can run over me? Ha! Sticks and stones don't break my back, but words don't ever hurt. Sticks and stones don't break my back. Words never hurts.
Thank you.
What's the saying? It's
sticks and stones don't break my back, but words will never hurt. Yeah, that's right. She got it right.
I thought it was sticks and stones may break my
bones.
She's
actually really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her nick at Autumn Fall Pumpkin Spice. Oh, that's who's talking smack.
That's who's talking smack.
And
this is
Evil Hot Wolf.
Yeah.
35 is like sticks and.
I think Evil Hot Wolf's kind of pretty.
No, she is.
Yeah. But she doesn't know the expression.
Yeah, so you may want to edit. Like, I would start over and then record it knowing the saying.
Do you want to tell her the correct expression?
I think it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
You got it right.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I look like her when I say that? Is that why you did that?
You did look a lot like her. Yeah. And there's a real sad one to go, oh, there's one more? Okay.
No, what do you mean sad? You.
It may surprise you to learn that you are probably shelving your books incorrectly and may indeed be doing damage to them the way you're shelving them. Everybody wants their spines all lined up nice and
everybody.
Flush for that beautiful aesthetic that it gives. However, this is likely actually damaging your books.
Mm-hmm.
There is a form of warp which is called splay. These Easton Press books are pretty notorious for them, in my opinion.
Easton
and there's
Press.
A subtle example where this book has boards which splay out. It's no longer a rectangle. This is from the book being compressed against other books over time on a shelf, and the foredge is not compressed, and therefore the boards splay out away from each other. And that is a form of warp. An extreme example, because vellum loves to do this as well,
vellum.
Is right here, where this book now has boards splaying out, and this will never fully go back.
Oh, no.
So that is permanent damage to that book.
No.
The way to avoid this is not to line up your spines, but to line up your foredges and shelve your books as so. They will look uneven at the front. They will be lined up evenly at the back, and this will prevent splay from happening.
This guy's the shit.
I know.
Yep.
He's so into
Patrick's
the books.
_rare books.
He's really into this.
He really knows his shit.
And I must admit, I prefer the uneven look. I think it's more natural.
I love an expert in something that fucking, you know what I mean? Like, most of us have some general knowledge of a lot of things, just some.
Yeah,
and we're only experts, like really an expert in like one or two things.
One or two things in
like
life.
I'm only an expert in one thing, basically.
What?
I mean, I just understand completely how to be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
How like the creative part of it works and how the business of it works. I could sit with anybody on earth and give them a fucking lesson.
That's
like,
true.
That's the only thing that I'm a high-level expert in.
And farts.
You're kind of, I would say, above me on that.
Fart mistress.
But I have violence. General knowledge of a bunch of things, but not expertise.
No, you know? It's a lifetime. This guy's been Jay and his Dita books his whole life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like finally, TikTok.
This is something that I have, you know, little to no knowledge of. But you're like, yeah, I mean, I have books. I've seen books on shelf. And you're like, I never think about that. And then he gives you these fucking lessons.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love it too.
I would love to never see the foot scale thing again.
So what happens is that's a disorder where
I understand
grow
that there's
more.
There's all these diseases that I don't want to be a part of. Okay.
You didn't like that. It did feel gratifying to watch it get ripped off, though.
No, didn't do it for me.
I like it.
Didn't do it for me. Didn't do it for me. Didn't do it for me.
Come on, dude.
That's what you get.
You're the fucking worst.
Okay. All right. We got to go. Our closing song for the week. Let's see. It's I Know I'm White by Bruce Christner.
Bruce Christner.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, Gene.
Do we have any Asians in here? And I know I'm white.
Hi, thank you for watching that episode of Your Mom's House. Please continue to watch more. You can see all these where my hand's gesturing. You can click on those. And please subscribe if you have not yet. And subscribe button, and then we'll get your money. Thanks.